You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is the absolutely gorgeous track, Bubs, the radio edit, as we were just saying off air. Kia ora, Durham, how are you?
Kia ora. I'm great, how are you?
Good. If people have just tuned in, your musical hat, for today at least, is Green Grove.
It is.
One of your many projects, in fact, that you're involved with. And it's awesome to be able to chat about what you've been getting up to, because you've got some good gigs on the horizon. One this week, which is going to be a lovely Under the Arcade Presents Green Grove, Gay Blade and Deep State.
Yep.
And also one in the very near future with extremely cool icons of just the underground hate rock who will be over from Australia. That's going to be a big one. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm feeling excited for that show. I think it'll be beautiful in the Winter Garden. It's such a cool space. And it'll be like the big sound system that's set up for the Catacombs Festival over the weekend, which will be a really cool... I think it'll be really nice to hear hate rock on that sound system. And I'm quite excited to play on that sound system as well.
Yeah, I bet. I think listening to your music is the kind of music you want to listen to in headphones oftentimes or on a really immersive scale, which is why your gigs are so lovely, is because you kind of feel like you're sitting in the sound and using those big, you know, incredible systems that they've got set up. That'll be pretty special. How have you been since we last talked to you? Because you've put out a couple of fantastic EPs in the last year, despite everything. Have you been working on new music? What's been happening?
I think after the most recent album, I took a little bit of a break from writing music. I played a few shows, but I just have, as of recently, I've been writing some new songs and kind of enjoying it, which is
cool,
which is nice. And I'm thinking about trying to incorporate maybe one or two of them into the sets that are coming up.
That's exciting. When you write, is it an idea that you start with, or do you just play around with sounds until you find something? What's the best like way into a song for you? Because it seems like you're building a world a little bit.
Often it's a bit of both. I think a lot of the time I'll get an idea for something that I want to try, like a you know, what if I make a drum beat and try and make it sound like it's a voice, or I don't know, something's ridiculous like that. I'll be lying in bed, and like just before when I'm trying to go to sleep, I'll think about some stupid sound, and I'll think, okay, I'm gonna try that tomorrow. And I reckon the success rate's about 30-70, like 30% of the time it'll like kind of work. But often that then leads me to be inspired to kind of like experiment and keep building on a track or something.
Yeah. What kind of gear do you use, Durham? Do you have the same things you go back to, or do you play around with different stuff?
I have some of the same things. Yeah, I've got a couple of synthesizers that I like to go to. An old Casio synthesizer and a Waldorf synthesizer, but I've also been using my computer a lot recently, which has been really rewarding. It's a bit more fiddly, but I'm finding it quite fun at the moment.
So in what sense are you using a particular program on there?
I'm just using basically MIDI files and Ableton.
Cool.
And some kind of digital synthesizers.
It seems like, I mean, every time I go to a gig locally at the moment, there seems to be more and more interesting ambient music being made. Mm. And even artists who aren't necessarily ambient are incorporating a lot of this into their sets. I think I'm thinking of Samara Alofa off the top of my head.
Yep.
Do you feel like there is a little bit of a kind of ambient thing happening right now? There has always been a pretty hearty crew doing that here in Tamaki Makaurau, but it does seem like it's having a bit of a moment.
Maybe, yeah. It's hard to know. I mean, I suppose things shift kind of organically, and maybe there's a vibe out there for it at the moment, you know? I think a lot of people are also realizing that it can they can use it as a tool and part of their musical like performance, you know? You don't have to just stick to one style. You can branch between the two, and often ambient music is a beautiful way to like weave other songs into your set, you know?
Yeah. And I think the more you get to see it in a live atmosphere, the more you can understand how that's something you maybe want to listen to with other people, because I think a lot of people maybe go into ambient music as a solitary thing, but there's something really magic about being in a space with other people kind of sharing that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's very introspective music, but it's kind of like cool sensation to be introspective with other people.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like the Hate Rock show will be that on quite a grand scale.
Yeah,
a lot of people have loved Hate Rock, and I feel like I'm learning since Hate Rock's gig's been announced who loves Hate Rock, because it's a kind of an artist that people listen to maybe on their own in their bedrooms, and now everyone's like, oh, I love those guys, you know. And there seems to be a big bit of excitement for that one. You have, you know, you play in a lot of different projects as well. You have many, you know, guitar band moments. What, I guess, for you is good about making the Green Grove ambient stuff as opposed to when you do the more like Guardian singles, raucous guitar kind of things?
I think it's just maybe another form of catharsis, a different form. I think initially maybe it was a release from noisy music all the time, just being able to kind of express my softer side and also just express my love for electronic music, I think, you know, because I really love all things electronic, as well as obviously guitar music, and so yeah, it was just a space for me to do that.
You have collaborated with friends. I'm thinking of M. Hall Phillips particularly, who's done some vocals for you. Do you find collaborating in this kind of Green Grove space quite different to the obvious collaboration of working in a band? I mean, there's some very obvious differences there, but do you approach it differently as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think it becomes maybe apparent after the fact with collaboration. Like sometimes I'll have a track and there's something missing in it, and it makes me think of someone that I know that could help to finish it, or it's definitely different with Green Grove. It's much more solo focused, and then collaboration is just a nice thing to add in.
Yeah, yeah. When you've put out bodies of work, they have felt very much like the start and finish of an idea. Like the Isthmus album EP in particular has such a sound of water, a sort of feeling of that like physical land space that you're exploring there. Did you know when you were writing that that was going to be a collection, or did you realize after you'd made these tracks that you'd kind of been sitting on the same ideas when you're working on that?
I think again, and maybe a bit of both. I think when I think about writing an album for Green Grove, I often, it feels project based. You know, it's like I get an inspiration for a certain sound, and then I do my best to execute it, and then I never know how it's going to turn out, because I'm really so flippant when it comes to writing music. But often halfway through, I'll go, okay, this is starting to sound like a cohesive idea, and then I get really happy when it just turns into an album.
That's awesome. That must be such a satisfying moment to be like, this is completed. Excellent. If people want to come and see Green Grove live, highly recommend it. It is such a magic experience. You can head along to Under the Arcade this week, which is happening on, where is my date gone? Friday the 2nd of July.
Mm-hmm.
Friday coming.
Yep.
With Gayblade, which is super awesome.
Very excited to see that.
That is, I don't even really know how to describe it, but it's like dungeon synthcore.
Yeah.
And involves a lot of ceremonial daggers and cloaks and cool things like that. And also Deep State, who is just doing some awesome stuff at the moment, and will be celebrating an album very soon. So that is going to be really nice. It's only $10 and it's at the Wine Cellar, so that's a really good one to head along to. And then, of course, the Hate Rock Show, which is going to be on Thursday the 22nd of July as part of Catacombs, a sort of precursor to the Catacombs weekend at the Civic Winter Garden, and you can jump online to find out more about ticketing for that one as well. So good luck at those shows. Durham, thank you so much for coming in. Looking forward to hearing those new tunes as well, which will be awesome. Let's listen to Mog's House in the meantime, though. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.